could tell. Monday night or whatever it is in Shvat. There's no Lavona outside. I'm assuming it's raining. Okay, Shmaitzah here. We're in Shmaitzah based Perek Yud Zayin, which we're in the middle of his discussion of Bori and the whole idea that the mother's Bori doesn't help for the child, and he uses the regular din of a Bori lo mahani la'acher. It's very obvious in the Shmaitzah that he's approached to the Shmaitzah's approach to the Gemara's calling it Bori in Rabbi Gamliel is very literal, and it's Bori, like in Bori Veshema, and the din that you, person A can't say Bori for person B is also it's a Bori. That's Bori. That's in Tainus, when you say Bori Veshema, that's when that Yisod is used. Bori Al Yidei Acher, it's called. Shimon Shkot, so the Achronim discussed this Shmaitzah at length, thoroughly. I wanted to see Rav Shimon Shkop and a Stipler. Maybe Rav Shmuel Rizovsky. This is like very Achronish arrayed. So, in Simon Yudalid and Rav Shimon Shkop in Ksubis, Simon Yudalid, he's on the Gemara about an Oris and an Arusa that come, and she says he's the father. And the Oros is Moidi, is the father, and the Gemara talks about Halacha Kram and Gamliel, what's your problem? And the discussion is Lahakshir Savalad. It's certainly Rov Psulin, that's law. So, okay. Vine Rishona, Rav Shimon says, what's this that the woman's named to say Bar? That's Rabbi Gamliel. But out of the all the blether of Rabbi Gamliel, at one point the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, Olam Le Bari. And like we said last night, you know, Bishlam of the first two Mishnahs are talking about money. So we know, Bari, yeah, sure, money. But the other ones are talking about the Kashrus and Paslus and Isser Beheter and Mamzerus and being kosher to Kahuna. So what's going on here? Hinei Dusevishev Shmaitzah Shmaitzah Beis Perek Yud Zayin. See, that's us. It's called a shout out. Shmaitzah Beis Perek Yud Zayin. That's Mamish what we're learning. Kosov Lefarish, Al Divrei Rav HaMagid, Dinyan Emonas Babori, who Kinyan Tainus Bori Bamomin. It's like Bori, like by Momonism. High Timer Kosov Sham, that's why the Bori doesn't help for the Vlad. And he brings down a Shuvas Rivosh, Shaloi Mahani Tvias Bori Shaloim, Lechayavis Abal Shvua. But there it's talking about money. She wants money for being manic, for nursing the child. She wants child support. So the Rivosh says that that's the child's taina, which is a very big yisod, gradin bote din. Gradin, child support, not legabi nursing, but that's the child's chus, not the mother's. And then with the mother could be a meredes and a terrible person, but you still have to get child support because that's the chus of the child. But Toysu says it does help for the Vlad. Toysu says that in the story with the Oris and the Arusa, that Lahakshur is a Vlad. Okay. Vlanias Daiti Niras is of Shimon, the Baal Korchach, Efshel Forish. It's impossible to understand the Bori the way the Shmaitza understood it. The Imkain. How could her Bori help? For someone that wants to marry her, how could her Bori help for the man that wants to marry her? And Davchot Bezim and Bez in Ksubis, where you have Trey or Trey, two Adam saying the husband died, and two Adam saying the husband didn't die. So the Gemara says, Shanisais le'echad me'edeha. She's saying Bori that she knows, maybe Taket says Bori. See, there is a Taket says Bori, come to think of it. Because she wants to get married. In other words, that's a different Bori. See, there it says Bori, but there I understand the Bori. It's not the same Chiddush as the Shmaitzah. There you have a Suffolk. So the point of the Gemara is, if I have Suffolk Chazah here, and we're talking about, of course, if Bezdin has the ability to stop me. best in charge of quality show. Iran, you know, the Iran, it's like Iran, the Ayatollahs. Yeah, yeah. It's a Torah society, looks like that. Not as bad as that, but yeah, they could stop you, they can give you malkas if you're being bad. We take these things seriously. We just don't like to talk about it. The Western mind does not like to hear it. Just as a parenthetical aside, the pshat is in a Torah society, it would not be necessary, usually. What do I mean? You got to realize in a Torah society, people are saying Kriya Shema twice a day. People are walking around with tefillin the whole day. So, you're not talking about, you're talking about a society that's hopefully permeated with Yiras Shemayim. So, and Beis Din would only give malkas if someone blatantly is chote. And in Iran, just to explain to you, in Iran, whatever laws they have, you can be sure that 80% of the people are forced into doing it. They have no desire to do it. They want to live normal, what they would consider normal lives. So they hide around in secret, and sometimes they're caught, sometimes they're not caught. But in a Jewish society, the main dinei Torah are memela inculcated into society. The kids are, like I said, people are saying Kriya Shema twice a day. People are learning Torah. Like, it's permeated with the fact that there's a Hashem in heaven. No one, they don't feel coerced to do the mitzvahs. So if there's an oisnam, an exception, a rarity that someone rebels, so the Beis Din takes care of it. But it's not like they go around. That's the pshat. They don't go around with the Shneus police. They don't. It's not the society just is that way because there's Yiras Shemayim that permeates society. That's why you have a mezuzah on your door and you're wearing tzitzis and you're being mafresh challah and you're always thinking about Hashem, involved with Hashem. You're davening three times a day. You're saying Kriya Shema. It's just, it permeates the atmosphere. So it's not, they're not walking around like, it's not happening. Yeah, there's dishonest people. But we're talking about when they would give malkas if they saw like a blatant disregard for Torah. What?
This is basic. 177 or 78.
Okay, that's. No. It's not a comparison. There it's.
Very rare.
Yeah, but they didn't say the Aveira is rare.
That's because we try not to give misa.
Yeah, it doesn't say the Aveira is rare. It doesn't say the Aveira is rare. It says Beis Din wants to avoid killing someone. It doesn't say.
How about hitting? How about Malkus? That's right.
It doesn't say the Aveira is rare. Okay.
But then with your example, the Am Yisrael.
I don't know.
Today,
just
today, though, I'm saying, would look more like Iran.
They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it because of that. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't expect it from the people. You don't go around hitting people who are bachlal, like today. You wouldn't do it. Because they're not holding there. No one understands. What do you want from them?
And whose standard do you enforce?
I'm talking about an agreed-upon standard, a d'oraisa.
Well, that's the majority of the problem. We can't all sit down and agree upon a standard.
A d'oraisa level. It's not the way. They wouldn't. That's why they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't
like
do it.
I think we would like to think they wouldn't, but it depends who would be in power. There would be people that would.
No. Sanhedrin. You're talking about Sanhedrin is in charge. No one tells Sanhedrin what to do.
Okay.
Don't fall into this trap of the secular people who have no shaykhs. That compare Sanhedrin to the Ayatollah. The Ayatollahs are corrupt people. They found, what did they found by Bin Laden's bed? They found pornography. You're not talking about high class people. You're talking about murderers.
That was my point at Adarab. It's not that because in Iran 80% of the people don't believe that he would be really like that. Of course, there's no comparison. It's an entirely different. They have religious laws, and we have religious. It's an entirely different culture.
I'm explaining that people there don't believe in the religious laws. It's not real. It's just a coercion.
That's my point. I think even if they did, we can't compare. We can't say, if they were really from in their religion.
Okay. Anyway. Anyway, so there it makes sense. It's not a chiddush to say bori. There it's talking about if I have a suffik chazer in front of me, and again, let's say Bezdin's in charge of life. So Bezdin, the point of the Gemara Ksubis is that Bezdin would let me eat it. Because I say I know that it's not chazer, so Bezdin would not, the Rishonim speak to that, Bezdin would not interfere with when there's a suffik and the person says he knows that it's okay. So, but how does she go and marry somebody? By Trey or Trey. And she says she knows the husband died. There's suffik chazer, any suffik. If there's a suffik chazer and a person says bori, that's what you see from the Sugyan Subis to Rishonim speak out. It's a major yesod. That even though Safik Deraisa l'chumra, but if I say I know, so the Bezdin's going to let me. I mean, you need a case where an Eid Echad wouldn't be Nemon. So here's a good case to say the husband's dead. So it's really Dovish Abarava. Let's say it's Trey or Trey. So an Eid Echad wouldn't be Nemon against Trey or Trey. There's a Trey or Trey. But the idea is that if I'm Bori and I know it's not Osir, see, if it was Vaday Chazer and I said I know it's not Chazer, you're all mistaken. I know you're making a mistake. I'm telling you it's not Chazer. So they basically wouldn't let me eat it, assuming they're in control. They wouldn't let me eat it. But if it's a Suffolk and I say Bori, now the problem, but Rav Shimonshkov's pointing out,
even though the Ravanan
even if it's the Araisa L'chumra, they'd let him eat it. Even if it's the Araisa.
Right, but in the case of the Suffolk today, okay, of there being a Suffolk Minderabanan, it's still Usher. Because we go Chumra on a Suffolk.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if we go L'chumra and a Suffolk Minderabanan, but the person that says he knows that it's mutter, he knows it. It's not a suffix to him. He knows. He recognizes what it is. So we'd let him eat it. What?
Zayda's against him. The Gemara says if he needs a migo, but it's amazing that he's.
I'm talking about if this tray or tray. If there's a suffix.
He says bari.
If there's a vadai, if two Edom establish a vadai and then he wants to eat it because he says he knows better than the Edom, then we don't let him. No, that's after he ate it and he ate it the shogeg. Anyway, Rav Shimon points out that that's true even for her, but we don't let her marry the guy. She can't marry the guy only if she can't marry anybody. But that person's not allowed to marry her. She's only Bori. So the Gemara says, the Gemara points this out. The Gemara says it's talking about Niseis Le'echad Me'edeha. She can marry one of the Edim that say Mace. Right? She can marry somebody else that knows the guy died. So if she would just point out from the Gemara, he says, how can you say Bori here? If she says she's mutter to a Kayan, he says, based on that Gemara, if this is Bori here, if this is going with Bori, then even on her, the Kayan's not allowed to marry her. Rav Shimon asks on the Shmaitza. The Shmaitza's point is that her Bori doesn't help for the Vlad, so he's learning it's regular Bori. He's saying, first of all, if it's not Svaradik, it's regular Bari. Oh no, okay, he's gonna, this is the first Kasha, so his first Kasha is, I would say Svaradik's not a regular Bari here. Why not? I mean, now that I know the Gemara and Ksubis, why can't it be a regular Bari? Oh, so that's what he's saying, it's not a regular Bari here, because then a Kohen would not be allowed to marry her. Because the Kohen doesn't know. Based on the Beferish and Gemara and Ksubis, that she's only mutter to get married to one of her two Edim, who also are saying Mace. So, how could you say that if she says Lakosha Nevalti, No one's allowed to marry her, Frektor Shimon. If it's you didn't bori, then based on the Gemara Ksuvos, no one's allowed to marry her. Her bori doesn't help for someone else. That's what you see in the Gemara. Just like it doesn't help for the Vlad, it certainly doesn't help for someone else to marry her. That's a beferish Gemara in Ksuvos, that she has to get married lechad me'edeha. So that's kasha number one, why here it can't be a din of bori. That's kasha one on this mindset. What? What's the difference? What's the difference? Midin Bori. So you want to say it's Midin Eidus. That's what he's going to say. But a Bori is a personal thing that I'm saying Bori. Or in Mominus, I could beat a Baldin with it. Bori Vishama. You either have a Bori of Bori Vishama's type, which is Mominus. I assume that's going to be his next kasha. It's not a Tushdel to Bori Vishama, because the Shmaitzer mentions Bori Vishama. The Gemara Ksubis is not Bori Vishema. Not Bori Vishema, but Bori. It's a different din of Bori. There you taka see Bori by Yisurin, but that's a different type of taka. You see Bori by Yisurin. But that's a Bori that says, if you guys are Mesupik and I say I know, so that's what you see from the Gemara Ksubis. You're Mesupik, I know, so I can go eat this piece of meat.
But to an extent, her Bari still is helping a bit because she's still allowed to marry one of the two Edom.
One of the two Edom are also saying Bari. One of the two Edom that are saying Mace. So there's two people saying Bari, so they can marry each other. That's what the Gemara says. But Adarabi, see for the Gemara that she cannot marry anyone else. So that's what Rav Shimon's asking. Very good kasha. The answer, you know, again, the answer would be if it would be Midin Bari Bishem. Then you won the dentira. You won. So then Bezin establishes that you're mutter, but sorry, it's not mustafa. Okay, let's see what he said.
Well, but yesterday by saying that it's not adversarial.
Yes, yeah, not adversarial. I'm pointing out now that if it would be adversarial and you'd win in the way that Bori Vishema wins, then it wouldn't be a tsushtel to tsubistav chavbeis.
Because there it's not. It's definitely adversarial.
We don't care about them fighting. We're talking about if she's allowed to go get married. If we let her get married. So she's not fighting with anyone. That's pure Isser. I don't know how here it is either. Here it's also not. But I'm pointing out that in a Bori Vishema situation, and Bori wins over Vishema, then you don't ever, I don't think you would ever have Shimon's Kasha, that in the Gemara and Ksubis you see that Bori doesn't help for someone else. If it would be a Bori Vishema type Bori, then you'd win. And once you won, it helps for anybody else. You don't have to say, nobody says if you win with Bori Vishema, let's say you win. So someone says, oh, but I have to be Chayshish for like Tigzol. I have to be Chayshish for Tigzol. No one says that. You won the Dintar with Bori Vishema. That's all I'm pointing that out. So the Taka in Ksubis, you do see Bori by Yisurin, but it's of a different nature. It's that we let you live your life if we are Mesupik and you say you're Vadai, so we let you live. Val Kenir Laniyos Daiti, so what Shimon says, that the Bori is Bitaras Eidos, it's Erech Adem and Bisur. The Chemuchach Lahed Yemilosh and Ashitim Ukubetzes Daf Tes. Okay, we don't have to learn every word, he calls it Eidos. Zu Eidos Yishak Sheirola. And I told you, the Gemara at one point uses a lashon of Eidos. Yeah, that's what Rav Shimon's point. It's a din of Eidos. It's a Erech Adem and Bisurin. Okay, wait, let me. Then he talks about, but then you have to establish that it's not Dovah Sheba'erva. The Dovah Sheba'erva one is not Nema. So he says, we're not talking about to be Asa, we're talking about to be Mata. V'chelen yinkashus l'kuhuna, v'adai deleka kan Dovah Sheba'erva. He said, it's not a Dovah Sheba'erva, to Issa Zoyna to a Koyan, it's not a Dovah Sheba'erva. It's a psul. It's an iser. Did she become a piece of chazer? It's not arayos. It's not like a question of personal status, I would say. He says, Mamzeros also, lovel otia nemonet kerecha lem bisurin.
If one of the Edom were a Kohen, would she be married?
One of which Edom?
In other words, in the trade scenario, if one of the Edom that says it was Mezu was a Kohen, would she be able to allow to marry?
Why not? There's a question of Eishes Ish. It's much worse. We want to know if her husband's alive. We want to know if she's an Eishes Ish. Rav Shimon says not. He doesn't see why Mamzera should be a question of Davar Shemerba. The Shef Shmaitzer himself says. The Shmaitzer himself says that it is Davar Shemerba. Wait. He brings down. The Shmaitzer and Shmaitzer Vav says that saying a woman is possible to Kahuna is a Davar Shemerba. It's called the question of personal status. The question of personal status as a din of Davar Shemerba. Wait. He says it's, he argues with it. He says it's, he says very good of Shimon. He says, if you're made on a person to take away a milah from him, or to make a chisaron in him, to say he's posel la'edus. So that needs two edim. No worse than if you want to take away his money from him. You want to take his money from him, so you need two edim. So if you want to take away his status, for example, you want to say he's a Rasha and he's posel la'edus, that needs two edim. But to say that that's but to say that someone's usur, that someone's a chetzer de isura, that you're not usur, I understand what he's saying. I would jokingly put it in lomdish terms. You're not usur as a gavra, you're usur as a chetzer. He's saying she's a piece of chaz. It's not like she, it's not her status. You know, but mamzer is, it's a very big kiddush. Because a mamzer is,
but
it's
affecting the status.
It's like, affecting the status. We're
talking about. She's a zoner, that doesn't affect the status.
We didn't say it doesn't affect the status. Okay, whoever's interested, it's a very long piece. It's not really for us to learn it, I see. He goes off into many in Yonim all over Shas. And came to Tetra of Shimon, so he argues with the Schmeitzer. Stipler also argues with the Schmeitzer. I couldn't find it before. Maybe I'll be able to find it now.
I'm not sure how she decides what's.
He said the same. It's enough to know. Then he goes into a pilpul about Davar Shemerba. If you want to learn, go learn it. That's all right. No.
Okay. I thought we were learning.
It's not. We're not learning about Davar Shemerba. We're learning Shmaitzer Vav. We'll be learning about Davar Shemerba. It's like a side point. What's Megaya also that Rav Shimon argues with the Shmaitzer that it's not a din of Bori, it's a din of Vedas. And he explains why there's no problem with Davar Shemerba Bachel Mishnayim. And the place for that discussion is in Shmaitzer Vav, where the Shmaitzer talks about different cases and discusses if they have what has a din of Davar Shemerba and what doesn't. Here, the Shmaitzer says it's Bori. Shimon says it's Eidos.
Where's the Kitzchak and
what?
Tzibis? Where's the Rafut and Tzibis?
This is on Tzibis, the stipend. Okay, he brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina, I told you. Rabbeinu Yoina on Daf Tes talks about Bori. I don't know, there's all different.
Oh, okay.
This is Hachadoshim.
Oh, yeah.
No. He says, V'chayr and a moving cloud, Inyan Bori B'Shema. So the Rosh uses a Lash and a Bori B'Shema on Daf Tes. If she's also on, uses a Lash and a Bori B'Shema. See, there I understand it, because there we're talking about if she became also to the husband. So I understand that's adversarial. To say that she became also to her husband, so she's tiny and she didn't become also to her husband. There, I do understand it much better than here, when you want to know if a pnuya, you know, if a pnuya is allowed to marry a kohen. So there, I rather do understand the many. Okay, then he brings down the shita that it's aydech and then it'll be sued. But the choyra hari soita having domish emerva. And that test, we want to know if she was mizaneh. The choyra that's mamish domish emerva. That is the source. Right? So Shloy Mari says, goes my meaning. If according to the aid, there is no Dovish and Be'erva here, then the aid is believed. But it has to be that even according to the aid, it's a Dovish and Be'erva, and like he's saying, a woman is this garish. But you know,
what's the case there?
According to, well, at that test, we want to know if she was mizanim.
He's calling the woman an aid, or there's an aid that says...
No, the aid, the aid. Wait.
So he takes it out of Bari and puts it back in the aid.
She's still Bari.
No, we're talking about an aid.
An aid of this testimony about her. But she's saying Bari, but she's not.
Again, that becomes a discussion. I thought there would be more of a discussion about. See, he also says it's Aedus. Now I'm looking at the pieces on the sugya of Rabbi Gamliel. Let me read from him, as he says. He brings it down. Mitzvah, Perek Yud Zayin. From the stipler. Stipel Tainas, on her it's Eidus, on her it's not a Dovash Be'erva, on the child it would be. Let's see. It's Eidus. So why isn't she Neman on the Vlad Midin Eid Echad? It's really, it's a Mefarish Gemara in Kedushin that to say someone's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you need Shnayim. See, that's personal status. The Shmaitz himself and Shmaitz above is Mechalek, that a psul that comes because of a Maisa is not called Dovash Be'erva. A psul that comes B'Toloda, to say that someone's a Ben Grusha, that's Dovash Be'erva. No, the personal status is a Dovash of Erva. But if you became Osir through a Maisus Nus, that's like, then you're a Heftza, not a Gavra. And then you're just saying you're a piece of Chazir, so then it ain't Echon's Nemo. Vahashta ain't Tzorech Lamashachidish Hashmaitza, that Honemonis is within Bori, and the Bori only helps for herself, not for Acherim. But you could say she's kosher, it's not a Dovash Be'erva. But the child, you're talking about his personal status. The child is being born as a Gavra. And you're saying, so that's already Dovash Be'erva. That's how he's Mechali. On her, it's not a Dovash Be'erva. On the child, it's a Dovash Be'erva. Okay.
The opposite.
Right. Like, what did the kid have to do with the Dovers of Erba?
He's smart because the opposite.
Right.
Okay, too many tangents. Tangential, it's really Shmaitzavod. Let's see what he says here, Shmaitzavod. Okay, I guess the Iker is that this Machlokas is important to know. That the Shmaitzavod says Bori, and the later Achronim all to a man say Elvis. I see it's all the later Achronim. Is of Shimon, Stipler. Okay. Okay, let's stop here.